Another pest taking down trees is the emerald ash borer. It's a little shiny green beetle, and it's killed tens of millions of ash trees around the Great Lakes. Pennsylvania has more than 300 million trees that are at risk. Now, researchers know a little bit more about how the emerald ash borer ate its way around. Rebecca Williams has this for the Allegheny Front.
The beetle is believed to have gotten into the U.S. by catching a ride in wooden crating or pallets in imported cargo. Deb McCullough is a professor of forest entomology at Michigan State University. She and her team took cores from more than 1,000 trees and examined the rings. They could see different environmental stresses in the rings, things like the 1998 drought. Then they used that as a marker year to identify when ash borers had infested and killed the trees.
And because those trees were had already been killed at that point, we know ash borer must have been there for at least a few years before that, because it takes anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 years before a population gets high enough to kill trees.
She says the ash borer was feasting on trees in Michigan by the early 90s. Michigan was the epicenter for the ash borer invasion. Since then, the pest has spread to Pennsylvania and 21 other states, along with two Canadian provinces.
I don't think anybody believe that you can stop emerald ash borer anymore. There's too many populations. The densities are so high in a lot of areas. But we've made some progress. And in terms of protecting landscape trees, we've made a lot of progress.
Invasive species are so hard to fight once they're in that experts say it's much better to try to keep them out in the first place. But McCullough says just about 1% of the cargo coming into the U.S. is inspected for pests.
Our imports are increasing at roughly an exponential rate, and that doesn't slow any sign of tapering off. The problem is certainly well recognized, though, and especially when it comes to wood crating and wood pallet material, the federal government in the U.S. is aware of it.
McCullough says the U.S. now regulates how the material used in wood crating and pallets has to be treated before it can be used in international trade. She says the regulations have helped, but there's a lot more work to do to keep new pests out of our trees. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.